Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Hey, Michelangelo here, looking back at another classic clip from Armstrong and Getty. Longtime listeners remember Joe mentioning Butterscotch the Rabbit. This was his college-age daughter's rabbit that he ended up taking care of. And in this clip, we learn how Butterscotch the Rabbit ended up in the Getty household and how he ended up taking care of it. So without further ado, from 2010, here is how Butterscotch the Rabbit ended up in the Joe Getty household.
So a major transition, the pitter-patter of little feet soon to be heard at my house, Jack.
Really? Another one on the way?
Yeah, that's right. It's not mine.
Kid number four.
Little D, Delaney Mae, 10 years old now, going on 11, going to be 11 in a month, actually, which factors into the story. She's been rabbit sitting for our neighbor's daughter all summer long. And it was known, openly discussed, that this was an audition. She could carry out the responsibilities, some of them poo-poo and pee-pee related, of dealing with a live animal than we would seriously consider. You know, getting her own rabbit.
She wanted a rabbit.
She's wanted a rabbit for years.
Okay.
Years wanted a rabbit. And Bunny. The bunny's name is Bunny. The bunny's actual name is Picasso.
The bunny's name is Bunny.
Yeah.
Kids are just so unimaginative sometimes.
Well, this is a college woman, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bunny's actual name is Picasso. Because it's got, like, shapes on its face, and it's a clever name, but
both eyes are on one side of the nose.
Exactly. But they just call it Bunny. Who am I to judge? But so Bunny is due to depart today, so
die?
No, go back to its owner. Pay attention. We're bunny sitting, Bunny. Delaney has a little early for her birthday, but because it was the day of grieving that Bunny was leaving, we got her own rabbit.
Really?
So Delaney has a rabbit. Not yet named.
Where do you get a rabbit?
Well, you can get it a lot of places. There are breeders, there are shelters, and there's a beautiful bunny there, and we got it. It's a fabulous bunny. It's not yet named. We're like one of those couples that has a kid, and like Hollywood couples, and a week or two later, they're still trying to get to know their child to figure out the name, which to me is crazy, but Fluffernutter was the original name, but then she cooled to that.
Baby rabbit or a grown up?
It's 8 weeks old. It's 4 pounds. It'll be eight. It is half Angora, half lionhead rabbit.
That'll make a great article of clothing.
Well, you don't have to skin it. You use its fur as yarn. So I may be showing up in a nice rabbit fur shirt before long, fellas. Don't make fun of it. If my little honey was, you know.
You don't have to skin it, you say.
Well, no.
See, I wasn't going to say it. I just said it'll make a great article of clothing.
Well,
you,
right.
You interjected skinning it into the conversation.
Kids at school, we can speak frankly. So we now have a dang old rabbit. And Judy and I are thinking, well, what the heck? You know, she's a little kid. She'll take care of it. It's good responsibility. And Delaney's reading to us off the internet. Various facts about rabbits as we're doing other things, and we're both, yeah, oh, really? Oh, okay, you know, more or less paying attention. And then she says, let's see, the lifespan of rabbits is 9 to 12 years. And Judy and I both go, ah, what?
Oh,
what?
Oh, wow. So now you're,
When
she's off to college, you will be taking care of the rabbit.
Oh, we'll be sauteing the thing. Please.
Michael came up with a name.
Oh, here we go.
Eddie. Eddie Rabbit.
That's stupid. You're stupid. Don't give us any more ideas.
Eddie Rabbit. That's a funny name for a rabbit. How many rabbits across the country have been named Eddie?
I actually, I suggested, what was it? Fluffin von Puffenstuffen. But she didn't like that. She thought it was too long.
It is too long. You can't say that every time. You'd have to come up with a nickname.
She said, I was thinking about Fluffy, but everybody calls the rabbit Fluffy.
Trite.
That'd be stupid.
Trite.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. It'll be an exciting experiment.
Well, yeah, we'll see. It's a beautiful little bunny. They're actually delightful pets. Do you know you potty train a rabbit?
I didn't know that.
You know, they poop right in the same place all the time.
I've always seen a rabbit as kind of like a cuter rat.
No.
Kind of like having a, you know, you caught a rat in the garage and now you put it in a cage and you call it a pet.
No, this rabbit, you can't believe it's soft, it's cuddly, it likes to be held and... played with. It's a fabulous pet.
Don't bring the hantavirus into work. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that clip was from 2010, and Joe ended up becoming quite fond of Butterscotch the Rabbit, and I believe Butterscotch the Rabbit passed on a few years ago. So Butterscotch the Rabbit was a very minor character on the Armstrong Getty Show. So thanks for joining me, Michelangelo, for another classic clip from the Armstrong Getty Show.